This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 482,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 121,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections exceeds 9.4 million globally and nearly 2.4 million in the United States. Brazil figures continue to surge with nearly 54,000 deaths and approximately half the number of infections as the U.S. Coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the United States and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts warned Wednesday that politicians and a public tired of being cooped up or letting a disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported just Tuesday alone, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots like New York and New Jersey, but several other states have set single-day records. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records as well. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars and restaurants have reopened. It is a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize, and it poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. And although every age group did see an increase in cases during the first week in June, the numbers shot up fastest in the younger age group. This is VOA News.